This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined in studio by three people from the Law Review 2024, joined by Jack Evans, Charlie Butler, and Jasper O'Kane. How are we doing this morning, gangsters?
Morena, we're doing really well. We're so excited to be here.
Yeah, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Bloody good.
Yeah. Bloody good.
a little sleep deprived, but really good.
Mm-hmm. It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us. Especially you bloody law folks. Are you all doing law?
Yeah. Yep. 5 papers a sem. That's a joke in the show, so make sure you come and tune in to see it. But we're a busy folk.
Yeah.
That's we love to complain about how busy we are. That's probably our favourite part.
Your personality? Yeah.
Totally. Especially to med students. Like, we try to, like, feel like we do more than them.
So much more superior.
Probably, might be out of jealousy, but...
Now, the show is called Law Rat, which is a play on Ball Rat, which I only figured out. Well, I wasn't figured out. I was told it by someone or other. Did you ever consider doing Law Brat, like Charlie XCX?
We so should have, but we planned the show before the Brat phenomenon started. Yeah. Though we have been doing some Brat marketing, some Law Brat marketing since. But, yeah, that we should have jumped on that train. I think we could have... Our sales could have been bumped up a bit more with Charlie XCX's help.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sick of Brat. Everywhere. Like, I hate seeing like companies trying to like take advantage of other trends. Mm. I see Macca's this morning were like posting like very demure, mindful.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like that. Yeah,
I think companies like it too because it's like just like the worst like marketing. Like it's just so thrown together.
Yeah.
And
very minimal
effort. We can just quickly do this and it's considered great marketing.
Yeah.
I'm so on that train. Honestly, I love Brat. I love it when I see Brat everywhere. I make the Brat jokes and Jack shakes his head. He tells me to get out of here. But, you know, I live for that putrid green and that black writing. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It fills me with a lot of warmth. It's like the V cans, you know.
Yeah,
putrid absolutely. Green, black writing. We love to see it.
You sponsored.
Yeah, we actually are. Shout out, V.
Great segue.
Let's just bring up Chapman Tripp.
Now, what are all your specific roles in organising this year's Law Review? I know, Jasper, you are the star of the show.
Yes.
Yes, but Charlie and Jack, what are y'all's roles in Law Review 2024?
We are the co-directors of Law Review.
Mm.
Last year there was only one director and we felt like there needed to be two because it's a lot of work. So Jack and I have been sharing the load and, yeah, we've been really, really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've actually doubled the team size from last year, doubled the shows, doubled the quality, dare I say.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean... The show wouldn't be what it is without Charlie. She's dance
backbone
from ODA. Yes,
backbone
of the show. Yeah. But also, we have like 4 dancers in our show, and it honestly
four
it looks so good.
Like
there's more.
Like dancers and like performers, or dancers and like acts.
Dancing.
Performances. Right.
And yeah, wow, our show wouldn't be what it is without.
I don't want to like jump in this kind of circle jerk situation. Like, Jack's pretty great too,
yeah,
and Jess is pretty good too. I do a lot of the dancing, and I think I work a lot with like a lot of the people, a lot of our cast members. But Jack is the same, and then he also handles all the tech stuff, which I'd be blind up there if I had to do any of the tech stuff. And honestly, that's what a lot of people have said makes this show. So. Yeah, if I'm the backbone, Jack's the brain, and then Jasper's the smiling face, our star.
What a nice.
My wife.
But speaking of circle jerk, you guys have done so well, and I think we should also mention a couple names of the sketches that we've got. You know, I think that could be a good, you know, come see our show. We've got.
Mm-hmm. I'm keen to hear some sketches.
Circle jerk is one. That is one
that
of the names.
One of our sketches.
You can imagine what goes on in that sketch.
We also try to do a lot of political commentary.
Mm, so there's a lot of political commentary about law stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
A lot of Waitangi Tribunal stuff going on.
Yes.
What politics are you delving into?
We've got some features from a couple of prominent politicians and maybe ex-politicians. Louise Upston.
Soon to be ex-politicians?
I didn't say that, Zach.
Okay, Charlie.
We've got good old Grant Robbo in there. Had to make a feature as the new Vice Chancellor. He'll be at the show.
Awesome.
We're pretty sure, hopefully, if he's listening.
We also have a sketch called Boot Camp.
Oh gosh, about the like the MSD boot camp.
You'll have to come see it. Yeah. If you want to know what it's about.
Okay. Are they all live or are some of them pre-recorded like they were for capping?
Yeah, we have a couple of video sketches.
Okay, mean.
Spliced throughout. It's actually quite funny. I get to film a couple on my phone, whereas our video director Will Ray, he filmed them on his camera to a very high quality.
Ooh, on a DSLR.
Yeah, a really nice camera and edits to like a very high standard, and I'm here like messing around on CapCut on my phone.
Is it Android or at least an iPhone? Or?
It's an iPhone.
At least it's not like that real pixelated quality from Android.
It's a Nokia.
I say that as an Android owner, but I mean, I got to be honest.
the janky quality kind of makes it. We've said like we're low budget, Souls doesn't give us enough money. Our cope up is jankiness, you know. We're using random props on stage.
Cope up a janky.
Yeah, totally.
What's cool about the video sketches is like, unlike other shows where they go and they plan everything and film it, we've got some video sketches in the Lorat sense, which is literally unplanned. It's just going out into the public and just creating chaos with lecturers we can waylay.
Finding gingers
to just start picking on and watching them freak out.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even ask a lot of them for this until afterwards we did it. So
we filmed with some random breather who's now become like a central figure in the show. He has no idea.
He just doesn't know.
Yeah. Awesome. So there's a lot of surprises going on here. That's really, really sick. Now, when I went to the capping show this year, I loved it. Jack, you're a great star in that show, I'm going to say. Big congratulations there. But something I do find with capping shows and some student shows, they do go for a long time. At least like over 2 hours. What's the runtime of this show?
That is so not us. We are an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, love it.
Totally. Yep, get nice. In, get out, yes, have a good concise. Laugh. Yep. Totally. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not going to call out any other review show that recently happened, but it was a bit long. It was a little bit long, and that kind of inspired us to really cut things down. It actually took Jack on a spiral, one might say. He kind of just went hacking away at the script because he really wanted it to be shorter. But yeah, it's definitely made us like the comedic gold that we are now, if I do say so myself.
That's mean.
We understand the TikTok brands. So we've really
like the short attention span, the brain rot
generation. Yeah,
Subway Surfers is in the corner of the entire show.
Subway Surfers, Family Guy compilations,
soap cutting,
soap cutting. Yeah. All those like weird obscure
the hydraulic
objects.
Press.
Yes. Honestly, half of those hydraulic press videos are horrible because it's something that's like, really brittle and plastic.
Like, shouldn't be.
And it doesn't
in
have
a
clean smash. Yeah, exactly.
Agreed.
It's like, you know, fruits and stuff for sure. I love seeing the juices just like squirt out of the sides.
Yeah, the Play-Doh as well.
Squirters.
It's a family show, my guy. Keep it PG, Jack. Come on, mate. Oh, my goodness.
You know what isn't a PG show? Law Review.
Law Review. Come to Law Review.
I was going to say, because I heard that Med Review did a really good job of communicating their jokes and not being super science or medical focused. What approach are you doing to make that your law jokes are necessarily available to everyone?
I'll answer this question because I'm not in the capping show, and I'm sitting with Jack and Jasper, who are both capping show people. So I think our problem actually would be that it is not law specific enough, because I've got two comedic geniuses beside me that do a lot of capping show work that doesn't require specific law knowledge. I think if you're an ex-capper, you might show up to see a lot of sketches that may have been not made the cut for capping show.
Really hyping yourself up.
Might have done some creative recycling.
We've got a couple law specific jokes, maybe about law lecturers and that kind of thing, but if you're not a law student, you'll come and you'll be like, right, that's a joke about a lecturer, that's all good.
Yeah.
And it's still funny, it stands on its own anyway.
Okay, that's great to hear. That's really good to hear. And the shows tomorrow and Friday?
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday night.
Thanks for reminding us.
What show are you coming to? Which night are you going to come to?
Probably Friday, I would say.
Oh, awesome.
Don't answer too fast, Zach.
Sorry. I've got some family coming down from Wellington.
Oh, they can come too.
They can come too.
It's a family show, really.
It is.
You know, as long as your family's really messed up.
As long as you're a family guy.
Absolutely.
Hey, Peter.
Alright, I think that does us for the interview here. Where can people buy tickets?
Sweet, you'll find the ticket link on the Souls Facebook and Instagram pages. It's a Humanitix link. They're $10, which costs you nothing in today's economy, right? Well, it's $10, so get your bum on a seat in Lawreview. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you there.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program. Great speaking to you all. And good luck for Laura at Lawreview 2024. Yeah. I think that does us.
Cheers, Zach.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, that was Jack Evans, Charlie Butler, and Jasper O'Kane talking about Laura at Laura Review 2024, which you can find tickets for on the interweb. Just Google Laura Review 2024. You'll find it up next.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.